Who are these people, and what are they doing in conjunctions? Jonathan Lethem won the National Book Critics Circle Award for Motherless Brooklyn, and Harold Bloom put John Crowley's Little Big on his list of 100 best books of the 20th century, but aren't Gene Wolfe and Joe Haldeman science fiction writers? And didn't Neil Gaiman become well known with a series of graphic novels, the street or gutter phrase for which is comic books? Yes, they are, and he did. And the author of these words is, even worse, a conspicuously popular horror writer. Should you have a reflexive disdain for anything connected to genre fiction, as you very well may, issue number 39 of Conjunctions is going to represent, at least initially, something of an unwelcome aberration in the history of an otherwise honorable literary journal. Those who have just nodded in assent should turn immediately to the back of the book and read the critical essays by Gary K. Wolfe and John Clute, which ought to persuade even the faintest of hearts to persevere. Clute and Wolfe know what they are talking about far better than I, and my conversations with them over the past few years, conversations that began at the 1998 International Conference for the Fantastic and the Arts in Fort Lauderdale, have helped me understand the phenomenon this collection is designed to illustrate. It would be easy, but misleading, to account for this in evolutionary terms. That is, it is not really accurate to say that over the past two decades, the genres of science fiction, fantasy, and horror have been unnoticed by the wider literary culture, transforming themselves generation by generation, and through the work of each generation's most adventurous practitioners, into something all but unrecognizable, hence barely classifiable at all, except as literature. Even evolution doesn't work that way. The above process did take place, and it was completely overlooked by the wider literary culture, but it did not happen smoothly. And the kind of post-transformation fictions represented here owe more than half of their DNA and much of their underlying musculature to their original genre sources. Contemporary, more faithful versions of those sources are to be found all over the place, especially in movie theaters and the genre shelves at Barnes & Noble. Gene Wolfe, who is necessary to this volume, was producing fiction of immense Nabokovian rigor and complexity 30 years ago, alongside plenty of colleagues who were satisfied to work within the genre's familiar templates. Now, writers like Nalo Hopkinson, John Kessel, and Patrick O'Leary, for all of whom Gene Wolfe is likely to be what Gary K. Wolfe calls a touchstone, are still publishing shorter fiction in magazines like Asimov's and Fantasy and Science Fiction, and so is Kelly Link. Jonathan Carroll, Jonathan Lethem, Elizabeth Hand, John Crowley, and China Mieville seldom write short fiction, and we are fortunate to have stories from them. Strictly on grounds of artistic achievement, these writers should all along have been welcome and thoughtful literary outlets. Had I approached this literary territory from the other side, I would have included Michael Chabon, Dan Shaun, and Stuart O'Nan. The latter two especially approach horror from the inside out, with the understanding that it is, above all, a point of view. For remarkably mature examples of that particular point of view, which has literally no points in common with the genre's conventional definitions, see M. John Harrison's entertaining Angels Unawares, and John Crowley's limpid, devastating The Girlhood of Shakespeare's Heroines. These two stories give us an angel of death and a gracious Lucifer, and in them the world is spun helplessly toward disorder, loss, uncertainty, and grief, horror being the literature that, as if under a sacred charge, most urgently honors the brute fact of these conditions, while the stories themselves both suggest and preserve a profound internal mystery.